Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We now go to Perek Shvi, the 7th chapter of Hilchos Deos. In most standard Rambams, this will be on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, side 17-2, or perhaps it will be listed as page 34 of Hilchos Mada. A little introduction here that the Kesef Mishnah gives. The Rambam is going to be talking about four forms of speaking ill of others. The first form is called one was meragel. Meragel doesn't mean that he says something negative about someone, but he tells someone about what someone did, and that person gets upset at that or dislikes the fact that person is doing that, even though the thing in itself is not a negative thing. The example for that is Doeg Ho'adomi. Saw a Kohen give David, that was Achimelech the Kohen, give David, who was fleeing from King Shaul, he gave him a sword and he gave him bread. Now Doeg told Shaul, you know, this man, Achimelech, gave a sword and bread to David. Now he wasn't saying that Achimelech himself did something bad. If Shaul would have asked Achimelech, Achimelech would have said, yes, I gave him a sword and bread. He wasn't accusing Achimelech of doing something evil. But since Shaul was angry at David, and he didn't want him to get away, and now he's telling him that Achimelech helped David, so Shaul is going to get angry at Achimelech. In fact, at the end, he killed him. The second thing is Lashon Hara, bad speaking, which is to say something ill of someone. You say that he did such and such a bad thing, even if that thing is true. The third level is called Motzi Shemra. That's someone who spreads lies, false reports. And the fourth is a Baal Lashon Hara, someone who's always, constantly speaking ill of others. And now we'll learn the Rambam. Halacha Aleph, from Ragu B'Chavero, if someone is guilty of Rigul, of speaking about his friend, Ovo B'Lotase, he transgresses the prohibition of the Torah. Shneim, as it says, L'Firach Rochel B'Mefer, do not go tale-bearing about your people. Vapishin Lo Kanal Davazeh, even though you don't get flogged for this, Ovo Gadolhu, it's a great sin. The Gurenlauer, the Fashas Rabbis from Yisrael, it causes many Jews to be killed. Therefore it says nearby, Losamad Adamri, Yako, do not stand idly by at the blood of your friend. Tilamad Ma'ir Doeg Adami. Look and see what happened to Doeg, the Edomite, who said the Rechilus, he bore tales about what Achimelech did, as mentioned before, which caused Shaul to kill the whole city of Kohanim. Halacha Beis, Izel Rachel, what do we mean by a Rachel? The Shetan Dvarim V'Halach Mizel Azeh, he bears tales and relates it from one person to another. The Yomani says, Kachem Aptoni, so-and-so said this. Kachem Kach Shemati Aptoni, I heard such and such about so-and-so. Ha'at Mishu'amas, even though it's true, V'Ezeh Machri V'Solem, this destroys the world. Yeshav V'Gol Mizeh, Admiyahu, there's another sin even greater than this one. B'Klal Avzeh, it's included in this prohibition, V'Loshon Hara, that's speaking ill. So Masafer Begnus Chaver, that's someone who speaks ill of his friend. Afisham Emes, even though he's telling the truth. Avraham Sheker, one who lies, Nikra Moti Shemra, is called someone who spreads a false report on Chaver and his friend. Avu Balashon Hara, Zeh, Sheyoshe, V'Omer, Kach V'Kach HaSaploni, V'Kach V'Kach HaYavosach, V'Kach V'Kach Shemati Alav, V'Omer Dvam Shogunai. But a Baal Lashon Hara, as I mentioned before, the Kesef Mishnah holds this is a fourth category, a master of Lashon Hara, who sits and says, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so's fathers were such and such, and I heard such and such about him. And he says all of these negative things. Al-Zam Ra'akasav, concerning this, the Torah says, Yachaz Hashem kosisei halakos, Lashon medabez gedolos. Hashem will cut out all of these smooth tongues, the tongues that speak great things. Now the Rambam objects to what the Rambam says, and he says, I'm Avraham. Avraham says, no, it's not so what the Rambam says. Elakosh Arishim min Hasheni. The first one, Rechilus, is worse than the second one, Lashon Hara. Sharishin Utli Sai. Vahareg Nefashel. The first category is what's known in the Gemara as something that kills three people. It kills the one who's saying, the one about whom it's said, and the one to whom it's said. In other words, if you say so-and-so is doing such-and-such, the other person feels upset about this, he's threatened by it, So he is going to go and kill the person who was going to do something against him. Then the heirs and the relatives of the murdered person will kill the murderer. And then all of the relatives will kill the person who told the story, because he caused all of this problem to come in the first place. Now, Shani, the second case is derived in the case of the one who just speaks ill of another. Come in, he's like a snake, he's a horrible person. He only kills himself. If you hear something negative about someone else, you're not going to go kill him, he's not going to go kill you. You're just destroying yourself by speaking ill of someone. Bina Zos understand this. Because the Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that here also, in Lashon Hara, they can still kill one another. If someone says something bad about you, the person who is talked ill of may get angry, he may kill the person who said ill of him, and the listener may be killed, and so on. So when the Gemara says that it kills two people, that can apply to Lashon Hara as well. Halacha Dalet. V'yeshtvan shenavak Lashon Hara. Certain things are known as the dust of Lashon Hara. Ketar Hausel. Niyam l'ponu shiye kamo shu'ata. Who would tell so-and-so that he should always be like he is now? So you're hinting that usually he's not good. If only he would be as good always as he is now. Oshiyomar, or if he says, Shasku Mutloni, any wrote for Lodia Ma'ira. Shah, I don't even want to talk about so-and-so. I don't want to tell you what happened, implying that something bad happened. Umahayan, what was? Similar hints are considered Avak Lashon Hara. If anyone speaks very positively about someone in the presence of his enemies, that's also the dust of Lashon Hara, because he's going to cause his enemies to speak ill of him. You know someone doesn't like someone and you say, oh, that guy's so great. You know that the response is going to be, well, he's not so great because he did such and such and such. But then, you know, Shlomo, concerning this, Shlomo Melech says, Mavochle, Ubekol Gadol, Baboker Hashkein, somebody who blesses his friend early in the morning with a big voice, Klaus Choshevlo, it's like a curse to him. Should be told, Tavosa Bolide Rosso, from speaking of good, it comes to speaking of his bad. Similarly, if you say Lashon Hara in a jesting manner, Bedech Kalash Rosh, just as an expression of levity, Klomo, in other words, Shinem Adabu Vesin, he's not speaking in a hateful sort of way, he's making a joke, but it's still forbidden. So this is what Shlomo said in his wisdom. It's like somebody playing and throwing arrows in death and saying, I'm just playing around. Somebody says Lashon Hara in a tricky way. He speaks innocently. As if he doesn't realize that what he's saying is Lashon Hara. When people try to stop him, Omri says, any idea should have a Lashon Hara? I don't know. I didn't know that this is Lashon Hara. Or Shadow Meister Shoplani. Or that what I'm referring to are the actions of so and so. He's saying it in such a way by which everyone can understand that he's referring to so and so. And then he claims that he didn't really understand. He didn't really mean to say that that person did that. Lashon Hara applies both when you speak the bad things in the presence of your friend or not in his presence. Anyone who speaks things that, if they are heard and passed along from man to man, cause damage to his friend, either physically or in property, or even if it just causes him anguish, or frightens him, all of this is included in Lashon Hara. If these things were said in front of three people, Nishma Dava Vinoda, the matter is already heard and known. If one of the three repeats this afterwards, it's not forbidden because of Lashon Hara. Provided that he does not intend to spread the news and to reveal it anymore. In other words, if this kind of Lashon Hara has already been said in front of three people, one of the three can repeat it if it's in a private way, in such a way that he's not afraid that the person who he says it to is going to spread it further. Halacha Vav. Kol Elohim Bala Lashon Hara Sha'asa Lada B'Shchunasam. All of the cases that we talked about are people of Lashon Hara speak ill, and you're not allowed to live in their neighborhood. Certainly he can sit down with them, Lishmo Devrayim, to hear their words. Well, that's when Gadina Lava said about Midbar, Ella Lashana Ralaban. The only thing that caused our ancestors to be sealed of their judgment not to enter the Holy Land in the desert was because of the Lashon Hara they listened to when the scouts came back and spoke ill of the land of Israel. If you take revenge against your friend, you violate a negative commandment. It says, do not take revenge. The even though he doesn't get flogged for it, Deirahi Admiot, it's a very bad character trait. A person should be a Mavro Midosov, means he overcomes his emotion. He doesn't get angry at people. A Kol Divri Olam, on all worldly matters. Shakolei Tzom Avinan Divri Hevel Vavoy, because a knowledgeable person realizes that all of these things are vanity and just worthless. It's not worth taking revenge for all of these matters, worldly things. Kesaniyanikim, how do we define revenge? Amaloch Abero, the friend said to him, Ashileni Kadumach, lend me your axe. Amaloch, and he says to him, Many Mashioch, I'm not going to lend it to you. Amachar, Tarach Lishol Mimenu, the next day, the friend who refused to lend him the axe wants to borrow it from him. Amalo, he says to him, Chaver, his friend, Hashleine Kadumach, lend me your axe. Amalo, he says to him, Eini Mashioch, Kadeh Shalo Hishaltani, I'm not going to lend it to you, just like you didn't lend it to me. Kishashoalti Mimcha, when I asked you. But he said, no, Cain, this is someone who is taking revenge. Kishiavalo Lishol, you can believe Sholim. When it comes to ask, you should give it with a whole heart. Velo Yigmalo, Kishagamalo. You shouldn't pay him what he did to him. Chain Kokio Tabelo, anything similar to this is called revenge. David said when he discusses a good character, if I have ever paid back evil to those who have done evil to me. So David said that he hadn't repaid evil with evil. If someone bears a grudge to anyone of Israel, he transgresses a negative commandment. As it says, do not bear a grudge against the people of your nation. How do we define bearing a grudge? Reuben says to Shimon, Haskeli by his death. Rent this house to me. Or Shalini shows there. Or lend me this ark. Shimon did not want to. Yavam, after some days, Bar Shimon to Reuben. Shimon now comes to Reuben. Lishon memeno, Lishon memeno, to borrow from him. Or to rent from him. Ramla Reuben, and Reuben said to him, Heylach, here it is. Aveni Mashiocha, I will lend it to you. Veni Kamoscha. I'm not like you. Lo Ashalom Mechok Masecha. I won't pay you back according to your deed. Osekazeh over Velosita. Someone who does this, even though he's lending it, is violating, do not bear a grudge. Aleim Chadavim Liba Velo Yitirenu. He must wipe away the matter from his heart and not keep it inside. As long as you are remembering the matter, you may come and actually take revenge. Therefore, the Torah is particular that you not even bear a grudge until he wipes away the sin from his heart and doesn't remember it altogether. This is a good character through which we can establish the settling of the earth, Masam Matan Shabani Adam, and the commercial dealings of people there and there with one another.